News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Hey, it's TJ Ritchie. Time for the TJ Ritchie Show. Yeah, I didn't feel like tonight that it was appropriate to be playing a silly intro with hard rockin' music and getting the mood all up in the air and everything, because it's not that kind of night. For those of you that have listened to this show for a while, you know, I tell you all the time that that I'm not a professional broadcaster. I'm not a news person. And that's one of the things that makes me enjoy being able to do and appreciate the opportunity they've given me at WBT to be able to be myself, be the type of radio person I've always been, which is to bring my personal emotions, my personal views and techniques and all to this radio station that is one of the most well-respected radio stations in the country, in the history of radio in this country. They've entrusted me to bring a different style to this station. And tonight is one of those times where I don't really know which direction I'm going to go with this tragedy that has happened today. I don't know how I'm going to present this point and that point and how I'm going to tie it all together, because I'm coming to you as a person. A person who is affected by this the same way that so many of you are affected by this. I'm coming to you as a regular guy who sees that something terrible has happened, and that it's not just terrible because it happened to a great person, a man of God, a family man, a hard worker, and just an all-around nice fella. When we're talking about the assassination that took place today of Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, he's built an institution in that short amount of time. He was 18 when he started Turning Point USA. 18. He dropped out of college because when he got to college, he recognized that it wasn't for him. And he also saw that college was not only not for him, it was also detrimental to so many young people. And man, was he right. And his life was taken today because he was exchanging ideas with young people. His mark in the world was to communicate with young people, to communicate with young people who had had their minds possibly twisted by Marxist professors. Once they got into college, and before that, probably an indoctrination from a public school system. This is a guy who had a vision, and he worked the American way, super hard, to see it come to fruition. But you see, Charlie Kirk was too much of a danger to people on that side. He was too much of a danger to the plan of the Marxists in America. He was an obstacle. And when he spoke, he not only reached all of those kids standing around him at those universities, He went viral. That's how most young people know about Charlie Kirk. All of his viral videos from sitting out there talking to those students. And what was his crime? What did he do that was so awful? And we're going to get into some of this. I've got sound bites to play, audio of just these rat pieces of crap on MSNBC and some idiots from social media. And, you know, I've already profiled those people for you, those nuts that sit around and they talk so tough on social media, and they're so giddy when something bad happens to people who they may, with whom they disagree or whatever. And they're just idiots. They probably, you know, if you took the average person on TikTok, you know, that makes left wing videos, if you took their brain, shoved it up an ant's butt, it would look like a BB in a boxcar. These are idiots, stupid, disgusting people. Now, I'm also not going to sit here and sugarcoat things. I'm not going to play that game of, well, we can't point fingers, we don't know about where this comes from and all of that. I know, you know, everybody knows where this action comes from. We all know it. So why sit up here and act like, oh, I'm above going there? You know what? The liberals, the left, the Marxists in America, they're not above going anywhere. They will stoop to the lowest levels for their mission. So why do we have to be on the high road all the time when our mission is for good and theirs is for bad? These Democrat Party bosses now, they are not the same types of Democrats that your grandparents voted for who were for farmers. Now, I would have never voted for any of those either, don't get me wrong, but they were better than this crop of anti-American leftists that run the Democrat Party, the Marxists. I call them, you know, if you're new to the show tonight, because I ran, put out the word on all of my social medias for my other network and everything, that I needed some people listening and supporting tonight and calling in, because I want to know what you're feeling. So if this is the first time you've listened to this show and you only listen to my morning show, I call the people who make a living by being a Democrat, I call them professional Democrats or commucrats. They're not just good old-fashioned Democrats, and they're definitely not what used to be called Reagan Democrats. Not at all. These are Castro Democrats. These are Stalinists. And when something like this, when an innocent person who was anti-violence, Charlie Kirk spoke out against violence more than anybody I know that was that popular in the culture. His whole career was built on talking, having conversations. He would say things like, when we stop having conversations, society breaks down. So he would go out, travel all of these places, just to have a conversation with people who disagreed with him. But you know, the left can't stand it. When somebody like Charlie Kirk is making too much headway, they're cutting too wide of a path that travels in their direction. The commucrats can't take it. They cannot take it, because they're weak-minded and they know that their agenda is built on a house of lies. And anybody that exposes those lies and starts to get attention and opens up other people's minds to it, well, then they have to go. Now, I'm not saying that they're running around killing everybody, but they can't just disagree with somebody. The person with whom they disagree has to be destroyed. They have to be completely pushed into an area where they're never heard from again. You can't just disagree and win an argument or a debate. No, they have to be destroyed. Their lives have to be destroyed. Look at everything they've tried to do to President Trump. Okay. So we've started. The show is underway. I want to know what is on your mind about this and where we are right now with the turmoil in the country and the division that has been placed between us and the left by the Marxist party bosses of the Democrats. 704-570-1110. You can call that or text it on the WBT text line. It's driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right, let's go. We'll get to the calls next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Okay, I really want to let you know up front how much I appreciate all the response that we're already getting. And you know, I put a call out on all my social medias and everything, and I said, hey, look, I need some support tonight. I haven't been on this show long enough to build a big following yet. You know, the truth is the truth, and it's hard to listen to a lot of times to news talk at night. I get it. So when you're doing something like this and you want to be in a conversation with your fellow Americans, your fellow community members, this is the best way to do it. No other form of media is like this. So let's get started let's see. Hey, Dave. Dave.
Hey, TJ. Hey. How are you, buddy?
Fine. How are you, bud?
Yeah, I've been better.
So, so what are you thinking?
You know, well, like I was telling your producer, fire truck passing by.
Yeah. Okay.
I am very sad, and I am very angry.
Yeah, a lot of people are feeling
it. I mean, the only thing Charlie Kirk ever did was talk to people.
Exactly. And he had the gall to go against the left. I mean, you know, there's a reason why they react the way they do. It's because they have been programmed, just like you would spoil a child. You know, they've been told that they don't have to follow the rules. They've been told that they can act out in any way that they want and there are going to be no repercussions. They've been told that we're the bad guys and whatever criticism we have is just, it's jealousy on our part or hate or any of that kind of stuff. And then when somebody comes along and says, hey, we're not playing that game, they can't stand it. They throw tantrums. And far too often, the tantrum is in the form of violence. And that's where we are most of the time now with this. You know, you look up and you're like, okay, well, now this brat's throwing a fit. But it's when the fits and the tantrums and all turn into violence, that's when we've really got a lot of problems. So I appreciate you calling, Dave. It's always good to hear from you, buddy. John in Harrisburg, what you got going on, man? Hello, you there, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I love the new show. I think it's great.
Thank you.
I'm done being the quiet conservative, the polite conservative, the
good.
Let everybody else express their opinions while I keep my mouth shut conservative.
Yeah. You know,
this is ridiculous.
I've said for years that it is just absolutely not fair. And I used to say it, you know, I've been on two long stints on two top 40 radio stations in Charlotte, and both of them would hound me and freak out if I said anything that had a conservative, if I was making fun of liberals, or if I said something that was political or whatever. It didn't matter what the context of it was. They were like, no political talk. No, you can't talk about politics. That's not the type of show we want you doing, and blah, blah, blah. And then the next thing you know, they're getting ready. They're on the air talking about Pride Week, and we're going to do this. And they're coming down on politicians that are anti-gay marriage. I mean, they're doing all of that kind of stuff. But it's not that they didn't want any political speak. It's that they didn't want any conservative speak, because the conservatives were not the squeaky wheels. The conservatives weren't the ones calling the radio stations and saying, I'm never listening again. That hate speech coming out of there. It's supposed to be a funny show. I listen to get away from politics. You know, all of that stuff. And then they would cower. But now people are getting tired of it, just like you, John.
I've said for years that, quote unquote, open-minded people only think you're open-minded if you agree with them.
Exactly.
And Charlie Kirk getting assassinated today, because that's what it was, a political assassination.
Yeah.
That proves my point 100%. Yeah. I have a gay son. We disagree politically. I still love him.
Right, of course.
It's Jesus called us to love each other, and that's it. We don't judge each other. God does that. And anybody who disagrees with that, I'm done with.
Yep. Well, I really appreciate you calling, John. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening,
brother.
Thank
you, sir.
All right. Okay, now, there's no bigger fan of the Jesus than Charlie Kirk, I can tell you that. All right, let's see. Hey, Mike, what's going on with you, buddy?
Hey, that's first-time caller. I appreciate you being honest on air. I was just calling in to kind of give my general reaction. Initially, I was really mad. Quite honestly, a guy that just spoke his mind, talked to people, challenged them to think instead of just regurgitating things. And unfortunately, this is just the response from one side that just regurgitates and uses emotion and refuses to use common sense or just, and then demeans people to the point that this is basically condoned. From on top, calling people fascists and Nazis. And so I'm almost surprised this hasn't happened to other people like Ben Shapiro or somebody. But, I appreciate you, just talking honest with people.
Yeah.
And like the guy just said a minute ago, I'm tired of being, a hidden away conservative.
It would really bother me whenever I would be out at public appearances and stuff with, when I was on the other radio stations, and people would come up to meet us, and they would, shake my hand. I'd say, hey, I'm TJ. What's your name? And say, guy might say, Frank. And I'd go, hey, Frank, nice to meet you. He would lean in and he would go, I agree with your political views. I'm right there with you. And I go, why are you whispering? Why would you not want to shout that from the mountaintops? They get to do it. They get to yell and scream about who they love. They can wear their political things to work on election day and not have to worry about getting written up for it and all that kind of thing. They don't have to worry about getting canceled if they put something liberal on their Facebook when it comes time to, start looking for a job. But, conservatives always do. And and I think Trump has done a great job of letting people realize that it's okay. It's okay to say you're a Republican. It's okay to say that you're not a liberal and you don't agree with their craziness. And we just have to keep doing more and more of that. And again, I'm not saying go out and act violently. We don't do that.
No,
that's why I still don't believe that January 6th was all Trump supporters and just their doings. I still, that's a taboo subject too. But I immediately said when that happened, our people don't do that. Our side doesn't do that. There's got to be something else going on. All right, but I'm late for the break. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate you being out there, brother. I really do. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate you taking the call, man. Take care.
Thank you, Lee. Bye. All right, so we got a lot more. And believe it or not, I'm going to have to get into some audio clips of these crazed media people today. I mean, they're really psychos, as they say. And I'll still be taking calls. Looks like we're going to be taking them the whole show tonight, and that's awesome. I appreciate it. 704-570-570. 1110. 704-570-1110. We get more coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Things are hopping tonight. I like it. Because, you know, you sit and you wonder why things like this happen. You know, when you start talking about, with Charlie Kirk, such an outspoken Christian, so wholesome and good, decent, nonviolent guy. And sometimes Democrats will always say, well, if your God was so great, why would he let bad things happen like this? Well, that's what people who don't understand faith say. You know, people who don't have the mental capacity to put their faith in something that is bigger than they are, we'll always say stuff like that. Your hopes and prayers do no good. That's enough of hopes and prayers and blah, 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 blah. Maybe this has, I don't know. There's got to be a purpose for it. I just know that. It's up to us to figure out what that purpose is and to capitalize on, to take advantage of where we sit right now. You know, I don't mean to act like I'm giving a eulogy or anything, but you do. That's what faith is all about. If you have faith in God, like Charlie Kirk did, then you've got everything. If your faith is strong, and I'm sure his wife's faith is just as strong as his. And you see those pictures of his young, beautiful family. In, you know, happy times on the beach and babies playing. I mean, we're talking about young kids. The man was only 31 years old. And yeah, I have a hard time if I were to try to hold back what I really think the problem is. Now, I have some examples of the kind of thing that drives these leftists, these Marxists, these communists in America, in the media, and in politics. I think, along with being clinical narcissists, I actually think that they go a little beyond that. I think they kind of creep into the area of psychopathy. Isaac, do you have the, let's see which cut it is, hold on a second, I'm sorry, it's live radio, and I got to find the sheet here that I had, Matthew Dowd, cut 40, all right, this was on MSNBC today, it was right after Charlie Kirk was shot, and they were reporting that he was shot, but these two idiots on MSNBC were discussing whether or not that was even true. Listen.
Yeah, and again, I emphasize what you just emphasized. We don't know any of the full details of this. That we don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about this.
Okay,
but following up, what was...
All right, so this is how stupid these people are, these anti-gun nuts are. He thinks, and I do believe that he's this damn stupid, he thinks that because people are pro-Second Amendment, which is one of our rights given to us by God, our creator. Our rights come from our creator, not from the government. Because people support the Second Amendment and believe in keeping that freedom, he thinks that they just show up on college campuses firing guns in the air like a bunch of hillbillies or like a bunch of Taliban firing guns in the air, you know, at a funeral. Remember when Yasser Arafat died and they're carrying his body in the casket and everybody's jumping up and down and they're shooting. They do that at weddings too. Machine guns in the air and the bullets fall down and sometimes it kills people on the ground. Does he think that's what goes on college campuses when Charlie Kirk shows up to speak? Yes, he does. Why? Because he's a blanking moron. That's why. And a lowlife. Okay, just because he's a moron doesn't mean that he's a lowlife. Well, let's finish the clip. Go ahead, Isaac.
Just said he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. And I think that's the environment we're in, that people just, you can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place.
Matt.
And that's the unfortunate environment we're in.
Yes, Matt. What she just said was, you didn't hear it on the clip. She said, Matt, we are getting confirmation that Charlie Kirk was shot. So you got this sassy Matthew Dowd, the hate speech, and you can't say these awful things, and he's so divisive. What is hate speech that came from Charlie Kirk or from any of us for that matter? Is it hate speech to say, hey, it is scientifically impossible for a person to change their sex? Is it hate speech to say, we don't need illegal aliens raping, killing, and pillaging people in our country? We got to have borders and border laws. Is that hate speech, or is that what America's laws are supposed to be, you idiot? To them, it's hate speech. Oh my God, it's hate speech. It's evil words. Their words are just evil, violent. You see, that's the rhetoric that they stir up. They tell these foot soldiers that they have on the left, and they poison their minds, they manipulate them, indoctrinate them, and they tell them anybody that comes along on the right that criticizes you for who you are, for living your truth, their words are violence. If they don't call you a woman because you have a beard and a penis, then that is hate speech. They are violently acting out at you and they are killing you because they don't want you to exist. So what Charlie Kirk is guilty of, just like the rest of us, he's guilty of telling the truth. The left is guilty of not being able to handle it because they are weak-minded people, obviously. If they believe all the things that they believe, they're wacko nut jobs, are they not? Look at them. Look at how they act in our society. I mean, if they weren't so dangerous, it would be fun to grab some popcorn and just enjoy the show every day when you walk outside. And they're all being driven by these Marxist architects. You think any Democrat politician that put out a statement today really felt what they were saying if they said anything nice about Charlie Kirk? I have a clip that we're going to play in a little bit of J.D. Pritzker, that evil, great big fat person that runs Illinois. He blamed Trump for Charlie Kirk, and they're still throwing out January 6th as an example. That's the only thing they have saying that Republicans are violent. Every instance when something happens and it's, you know, liberal violence, Marxist violence, whatever, leftist. Well, what about January 6th? What about January 6th? What about January 6th? I'm telling you, we're going to be driving around in spaceships from Lake Norman to Charlotte, coming in for work every day in the future, and they're still going to be yelling about January 6th. Hey, go kick rocks about January 6th. You're all moron idiots. But here is the thing. If you're on hold, please, I'm going to try to get to you as soon as possible. I really appreciate you being there. I honestly do. But we have to come up with a plan of how we're going to handle this kind of thing, because we're fed up with it. We're fed up, all of us. If you're not fed up with it, then you're on a level that I can't even comprehend. All right, so we'll get into all that coming up next. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie. Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. It's a big night. Tragedy in our country struck today. A beloved media figure on the right side of things, Charlie Kirk, was murdered, assassinated. In a political assassination, there's no doubt about it. Political violence is 99.9% on the left. I said political violence is 99.9% on the left. You heard me? Okay. So we have a lot of people who are, you know, they're really, I don't even know if I would call them human. I might call them subhuman. But they're all over TikTok and everything, and they're celebrating. They're making videos of themselves. Look at me, and they're celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. Dancing around, smug, just being awful, awful people. And it's the kind of thing that does, you know, send you into a rage. And then at other times you look at it and you go, hey, I pity these people. They are so miserable. They are so twisted in the head. You can always look at them too and tell what type of person they are. They're the type of person that hasn't gotten up off their butts and done something with their lives. They've been laying around all the time, waiting on something to happen for them, blaming the system in America when it doesn't. How could a country be so cruel as to make a person get up and design a plan for themselves and follow it to where they will be successful and happy? They're also godless. A lot of godless people are unhappy. So you look at these freaks dancing around and celebrating and mocking a young man who was the picture of patriotism, and a young man that had touched so many people, young people who normally wouldn't give two cents about listening to somebody speak about politics and the culture. But you see, that is his biggest fault, according to the left. You see, just like all other types of entitlements, they think they are entitled to the minds of young people. They think they're entitled to the minds of young people and the minds of other, what they call marginalized peoples, the people that they break into groups and try to separate all of us. Black people, Latinos, gay people, trans people, all of these people that they separate into these groups. They're a menace. And they've done it for far too long. We have allowed them to get away with it far too long. It is time that we stand up and say no more. You're a bunch of freaks. You know what you say, these Democrat leaders. You know what you're saying is BS. You know you're saying it to rip our country apart. You know that you have an agenda, and that agenda is anti-American. So we're not taking it anymore. We're going to say what we want to say. And if you don't like it, too bad. They can't stand being exposed. And I know that it seems like when something happens like this today, it is an act of terror. And it seems like we want to withdraw. You know, you would think, okay, well, nobody is going to go back out there where Charlie Kirk was and do these as positive as these things were that he did at these colleges. Now nobody will go do it. But I don't believe that. I believe somebody is going to step up and they're going to take Charlie's place, and they're going to have a goal. And their goal is going to be to pick up where he left off and to keep carrying that torch. That's what happened with Andrew Breitbart. Somebody picked up his torch that he founded, Breitbart.com, and it's still going strong. It's one of the most important news sources that we have on our side. So this, even though today seems bleak and we're scared and we're uneasy about somebody, some crazed lunatic leftist acting out in violence toward us, you have to step back and look at it, and like, we are in a better position now than we've been in a long time. And why? It's because President Trump has led the way for us. There's no braver person in the political arena than Donald Trump. He's been through two assassination attempts. They've tried to ruin him financially. They've tried to rip apart his family. They've tried everything they can do to complete. They've tried to put him in prison for the rest of his life. Why? Because they can't defeat him, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, in the arena of ideas. He's too strong for them. So their method is always, let's try to get rid of him. Now, I'm about to do something that I don't even know is allowed on WBT, because like I said, I haven't been on here very long. But as I said at the top of the show, I look at my job here as bringing a message, however I can bring it. And in that idea of having hope, because we are in a good position to fight right now, and we've already begun to fight.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
All right, welcome to Hour 2. Now look, if this is the first time that you've listened to this show, I can't tell you how glad I am that you're here. Now, I know that everybody's lives are not conducive to being able to sit down in front of the radio, you know, during prime time and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, especially if you got a family and that sort of thing. So I get posted every night after the show. It gets posted as a podcast, so you can go and listen to the podcast and get both hours of the show and listen to it at your leisure. You can get all of that at tjritchie.com. Just go on to there and please, whatever you see on tjritchie.com, like it and subscribe to it. It's not going to hurt you to do that. It will help me though. It'll make me feel like I'm somebody. So please just like and subscribe everything you can find on tjritchie.com. And that's where the podcast will be. You can also go to wbt.com and then it'll send you right to the podcast from there. But I do appreciate you making special arrangements tonight, if you did, to be able to listen to the show. You know, like I said, to be honest with you, I felt a little bit uneasy coming in tonight to be talking about something so emotional and tapping into what the community is feeling and all, and also letting my feelings out there. Because it's different for me. I've never done it this way before. And, you know, if you've listened to my shows in the past, then you know what I'm talking about. So that's why I keep saying how much I appreciate you. Okay. So some people have been holding for a long time. So let's see. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Chuck, sorry to keep you holding so long, buddy. What's going on?
TJ, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. How's it going, man?
Oh, well, it's been a hard day.
Yeah, sure has been.
My heart is heavy, for sure. The biggest thing I hate is he got with the young people today.
Yeah.
And that's going to be hard to replace.
Yeah, I know. Chuck, that's what I was saying earlier. That is the thing that the Democrats and Communocrats and leftists, whatever you want to call them, that's what they despised about him most, is that he had the ear of young people. And they think they're entitled to those minds. They have worked long and hard to manipulate and to indoctrinate young minds. If our universities, colleges and universities in U.S. America were run on the up and up without a political slant or an indoctrination, this country would be head and shoulders above what it is now as far as our society.
The videos, I mean, prior to that, it was a pro-him crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, they loved him. These young people loved him, and the Democrats couldn't stand that. Now, I'm not saying any of the Democrat leaders had him assassinated, but you know what I mean. They can't. That's why when these media figures come on there and they start talking about how basically he deserved it, like that Matthew Dowd talking about his hate speech and you can't say stuff like that without having some kind of repercussions and blah, 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 blah. You see, here's my theory, and this is going against every political talk show probably that you've ever heard. I'm going to tell you what the profile is of these lunatic leftists like Matthew Dowd that we heard earlier, like these freaks that are dancing in the cameras, celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination and all that. Here's why they do what they do. It's because they have always felt like outcasts. Now, were they treated like outcasts or did they act like outcasts? And then the ball just kept rolling. Either way, it makes them feel accepted. It makes them feel cool to go on social media and say, look at me. I'm so tough. I'm so cool. I'm excited that somebody got killed. I'm tough because I'm some chick lying around, you know, on my couch waiting on my kids to come cut my toenails because I can't reach them. And I'm going to sit here and laugh about Charlie Kirk. And why? Because Charlie Kirk illustrated how much of a loser these people are. And it's at their own hands. They are self-made losers. And it takes only takes somebody living their lives right and saying the truth for that to be too much for them to handle. It's like, have you ever had a friend who's a preacher? And the preacher that's your friend is really cool. He doesn't drink or smoke or cuss or do any of that kind of stuff, but he's fun to be around. You like being around him. But if you bring him around a group, they all freak out and go, oh, man, why'd you bring the preacher? And you go, well, he doesn't mind. He, you know, I have a really good friend who's a Methodist preacher. And, you know, the Methodists don't mind if you're drinking in moderation and all that. I would say, hey, he's cool. He doesn't care what you're doing. You're having a couple of beers. He doesn't care. He's a fun guy. They go, I know, I like him a lot, but I don't know. It's just uncomfortable. It's because the preacher being there, not drinking, not cussing, not doing anything else, but just having fun, illustrated to them the way they should be acting. So it made them uncomfortable. Well, that's what these freaks who get on social media and celebrate the assassination of somebody that did nothing to them, that didn't hurt them one bit, never did anything to harm anybody, except go against their twisted ideas and principles. So they think it makes them seem real cool and tough. So go look at them. If you can stomach it, go on TikTok and look at some of these people. They're disgusting. They're ugly. They're dirty. They're nasty. You know they stink. They probably can't smell themselves because they got so many piercings in their stupid noses. They're just vile, gross people. And they're lost and pathetic and miserable. But they're going to find out one day when that devil's poking them in the back with that pitchfork. They keep acting like that. Yeah, so you're making a dirty fools of yourselves. Keep making your stupid little videos. Go ahead. The rest of us laugh at them because you're pathetic. All right. We got a lot of texts, we got more calls, and we have more examples of how the Democrats are trying to ride this out, and how it's amazing how they can take any event that they are pretty much responsible for fueling. Oh, and they've captured a suspect. We need to give you the information on that. But the magic that the Democrats can do, where they try to spin everything that they have a hand in doing that's negative into Trump being at fault. It's shocking how they can do that. But all of that coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, yeah. If this is your first time listening tonight and you've listened to talk radio before, probably have not heard 50 Cent music being played as what we call bumper music. So I go all over the musical map with my stuff. As long as they don't catch me, I'm good. Now look, we have conflicting reports. We look up and one time, you know, in 1 minute it says that a suspect has been captured in the killing, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And then it says released. And then it says, so far they've had two people released today. And then now I just got an alert on my phone, and I don't know whether this is real or not. It happened 13 minutes ago. It says breaking suspect in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk. And then they give the person's name and a picture of him. It looks like would be an 18-year-old. So I don't know if that's true or just something going around the internet. It's an account that I don't recognize, so I'm not going to give the person's name. And so we'll figure that out. But look, the main thing is that let's not have this bring us down. And I don't think I'm hearing anybody that feels that way, which is a good thing. I didn't want to come in here tonight. Again, I didn't know how to get into any of it. I had no plan other than I want to talk about Charlie Kirk and then just see where it goes. And everybody calling and texting, you know, you've been great. You know, I like to run things like a family, a radio family, and that's the feeling that I've gotten tonight. But we can't let these types of things deter us from the momentum that we have now. And yes, we have momentum. We have momentum built up because people are starting to listen to us. People are starting to realize. And I know it's hard to get them to stop voting Democrat. But they're starting to realize, hey, I think the common sense is over here. Because these Democrat leaders are so, so shady. So shady and rotten. Just mean. Isaac, do you have the clip of J.D. Pritzker, the great big fat person that's the governor of Illinois, just this this demonic attitude that he has? Listen what he said about it today.
My sympathy to Charlie Kirk's family and to Charlie Kirk, who obviously has, you know, become a target for somebody. I don't know whether it's political violence because I don't know who did it. I know they seem to have somebody in custody. But I will say that political violence, unfortunately, has been ratcheting up in this country. You know, we saw the shootings, the killings in Minnesota. We've seen other political violence occur in other states. And I would just say it's got to stop. And I think there are people who are fomenting it in this country. I think the president's rhetoric often foments it. We've seen the January 6th rioters who clearly, you know, have tripped a new era of political violence.
Okay. So you see what he's doing here. J.D. Pritzker is a rotten psychopath, trust fund baby. He's a billionaire, and he's the governor of Illinois. So there's so many things in what he said here that's just slimy. Ugh. First of all, you can see now what I mean by the Democrats had to have had something to do with orchestrating the January 6th riots. Riot. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot. The only person that got killed after all their lies and everything for so long, the only person that was killed at January 6th was a veteran named Ashley Babbitt. She was climbing through a window of the Capitol, and a Capitol police officer shot her. Unarmed. Shot her. That police officer was held as a hero to the left. Oh, our brave officer. Da, da, da. There was a police officer that died later of a heart attack or a stroke or something. They blamed it on January 6th, which was stupid. That didn't happen. So, you see, they built this big event. So now, because they know that Republicans don't do that. We don't riot. We don't destroy people's property. We don't burn. We don't attack agents. We don't do any of the stuff that the trashy people on the left do. So they know they gotta have something to throw at. Well, you know, and they'll always say, that's whataboutism. Well, who cares? But they do it. Well, what about January 6th? What about January 6th? How long ago was that? What was that, like almost 6 years ago? January 6th? They're still throwing it up as the one example they can have of political violence from the right, and it's not even a sure thing that that's what it was. So then J.D. Pritzker blames it on Trump. Now, here's the thing. You can't go out every day and talk into the minds of the people that you are trying to hold power over, the innocent citizens, and tell them Republicans are Hitler, racist, white supremacist, evil, killing you by not accepting your truth. You know, all of this rhetoric that the left throws out there every single day. And then when some idiot, some lunatic reacts to it and kills somebody, then they step back and go, we've got to stop this political rhetoric that the president has going. Okay, so J.D. Pritzker is the governor of Illinois. Chicago is basically a war zone in America. So he doesn't want to be blamed for that, even though he likes it that way. Yeah, they like it that way because they want total chaos. And they're corrupt and slimy and all of that. So he and all the other Democrats planting all these seeds in people's heads about how evil Republicans and conservatives are and how they're racist, white supremacists, homophobes, killers, all of that. And then when something happens and they go, oh, we got to stop the rhetoric. So you can't come up on an arsonist, give him a gallon of gasoline and a lighter, put him on your neighbor's porch, and when the house catches on fire, go, hey, we got to do something about these fires. My neighbor is responsible for his house burning down, and we've just got to stop it. No, it doesn't work that way. We're on to you. That's the thing now. We are on to you. We've been on to you the whole time. But too many people on our side are more mannerly and reserved and all of that because, I mean, who would want to act like a Democrat? I mean, have you seen the way they act in the streets? Have you seen the way they act on social media? Have you seen how they present themselves? They look like just pure maniacs most of the time. And Republicans want to stay as far away from that image as possible. We don't want anybody thinking that we're in the same category with those nuts. But now it's time to get down in the gutter. When they're acting a fool, we act a fool too. Again, it works so well when you spot liberalism, you point and laugh at it, you mock it. And we got to start building some penitentiaries and locking these lunatics up. We also got to start building a lot more prisons that have execution chambers. They're going to be out there killing. Then they need to do some receiving of killing in the penitentiary. Even if they're not killing, we need to start putting the death penalty on people who, even if they don't kill, if they do other things like rape and harm children, those people need to go to death row for 6 months. Then clean it out. Oops. Sorry. I didn't realize this was on. Isaac, why didn't you tell me my microphone was on when I said that?
Because I liked what you were saying.
You crazy. All right, so we got more coming up. Please, don't go anywhere. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
So, it's a heavy, heavy show tonight, and it's because of the assassination of, hang on a second, Isaac, before you go over there, I want to ask you something. There's, you know, a heaviness in the country because one of the great examples of what America is about has been assassinated because of his views, his opinions, his words. Charlie Kirk was anti-violence. He would go face-to-face, toe-to-toe with people in debate. People hated him. They insulted him. They cussed him. They called him every name in the book. And he just continued to talk. He wanted to keep talking to them because he wanted to find common ground. And that is, a lot of times you find that that is the hardest thing to do with a young person, with a person that's younger than you. Now, Charlie Kirk was young too. He was only 31. But I know, you know, I'm not saying this to be funny or anything, but I'm not your average 55-year-old man when it comes to the things that are in my life, that like my, the way I make a living. And, you know, I still do a syndicated morning radio show on Top 40 Radio. And so I'm still all involved in the popular culture and young people things and stuff like that. But I find it all the time where people don't want to listen to me because I'm too old. Somebody like Charlie Kirk comes along and hits them. My kids are, my daughter's 25. Her name's Lainey. My son is 23. His name is Boy. Or is Boy 22? He's 22. And they've had to listen to me their whole lives. And today, they were both devastated. Devastated. Because they loved Charlie Kirk. So now my kids are a little different because they've grown up around a ultra, ultra extreme conservative father. And their mom's a conservative too, or she wouldn't be their mom. She wouldn't be my wife is what I'm getting at. But Isaac, producer extraordinaire, young Isaac, is 24. And this has hit you in a way that is beyond sadness for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Charlie Kirk was more than a man to a lot of young people, especially conservatives. He stood for freedom to say what you believe, for courage to stand up in the face of all comers. I've been watching his videos for years. I mean, he was the face of the young conservative movement. He went and it was about open debate. It was about the free market of ideas. It was about the best ideas rise. And he was, we've talked tonight about him being a good Christian man, a warrior of God. And that's what he showed every time he debated someone. When they came at him and tried to poke at him, his family, whatever it may be, he did not return with mean words or violence or anything to that effect. He would turn the other cheek and he would take another lashing. And he just wanted to debate the ideas. He didn't want all of the color commentary. Mm-hmm. He wanted the facts. The facts is what he did, and that's what we have to get back to. Because,
and you're mad. You can say it. You're mad.
I'm very mad. I'm about to bite my tongue off now.
Say what you feel. I mean,
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I was on a college campus not too many years ago, and
you were on a liberal
college campus. And these people hate us. They hate mm-hmm. our ideas. You are a bad person for having these ideas. You're a bad person for considering these ideas in their perspective.
Right.
And that's not America. That's not freedom. That is, it's sickness. It's a sickness that's mm-hmm. infected this country, across the country. And I'm sick of it. I'm angry. We have to continue to talk, and Charlie Kirk said, when dialogue ends, violence begins.
Yeah.
Violence is not the answer. Violence leads to chaos. Violence leads to a worse outcome. We must speak freely. We must debate ideas, and we must act civilly. This is the greatest nation to ever exist. We need to stand up and act like it. And don't let these people take our country because you're afraid of what somebody's going to think. You're afraid of getting canceled. You're afraid of getting weird looks from coworkers. Stand up for the greatest country of all time. Our founding fathers stood up to the greatest army that had ever walked the earth and defeated them. And then they created the greatest nation to ever exist.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's a 24-year-old. We are not lost. I know days like today seem like it. They seem like nothing that we do gets through. And it's so frustrating because we know that our way is the best way. Our way is the right way because it's the way of our founders. It's the way of our Constitution. It's the way of freedom, liberty, and individual greatness. The ability and the freedom to become as great as you want to be or as little as you want to be. And there are young people that understand that. And we're blessed to have that. Because hope is not lost. We're not doomed for a future of just a bunch of entitled little socialist Marxists. And a big reason for that is people like Charlie Kirk. And that is why he was too much for the lunatic left to handle. Because he spoke to people and he got through to people like Isaac, who was on the campus of Appalachian State University. Mountain liberals. And he can come out of there. And obviously he had a good upbringing with freedom-loving parents, hard-working parents. But there's another Charlie Kirk waiting. And what made him different was there are other people who go and they give out conservative ideas and they have these podcasts and they have all of this stuff and they reach young people, but they reach young people by going at the young people from the bottom. Like they go in and they're speaking vulgarly, they're downgrading women, all women are trash and sluts and all of this kind of stuff. And that's not what the right is about. That's not what conservatism is. But that's who these media people say that conservative influencers are. They're those guys. You could take all of those guys that exist out there and add their audiences together and multiply it by 100, and it wouldn't be the number of young people that Charlie Kirk spoke to. So there's another Charlie Kirk. And when he or she comes along, they're not going to be afraid. I don't think we have to worry about that at all. I really don't. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to say, "I'll tell you when it's time to worry." Well, since Rush is not here anymore, I'll take that. I'll tell you when it's time to worry. And right now, I think we're good. I think there are more and more young people every day that look up and realize, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense what they're saying. This is a great country. How would I be able to live the way I do in any other country? And this is just the tip of it. I mean, we got to have people who are ready to fight to maintain the culture of the United States, because it's under attack constantly. We have radical Islamists trying to take over our major cities and then spread out from there. And their mission is to bring down the great Satan, America. We've played you the audio clips. They're serious. And that's, we really can't sit back and be polite about that. Hell no. All right, we got one more segment left, and we're running long in this segment. So we'll go ahead and take a break, and then we'll wrap it up coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WBT.
Yes, the green-eyed patriot. That's me. Man, I'm overwhelmed by the response that we've gotten tonight on the phone at 704-570-1110 and on the WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. It seems that, but it doesn't seem that this is happening. It is happening. A lot of emotionally difficult issues happening right now in Charlotte, in this area. The light rail murder that we've been dealing with for 2 weeks and continue to, and again, you know, we all know what causes that. And that's what makes me say that, you know, with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then you add the school shooting in Minnesota by a deranged leftist, all of these things are popping up, and these leftists are acting out and doing what has been put in their heads by these vile Democrat bosses. These professional Democrats. So that's why you can't tell me that when these Democrats come out and they say stuff like this is outrageous and this is Trump's fault and this is blah, 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 blah. You can't tell me that they really care about the victims here. Because they have their blueprint. Their blueprint for the Democrat Party in America comes from the Communist Manifesto and the book Rules for Radicals. That's their playbook. Those are their playbooks. And when you look at the Democrat Party of today, the Democrat Party of today is majority, I'm talking about their leaders, the majority, socialist Marxists, the Bernie Sanders, the AOC, a.k.a. Sandy Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, you know, all of those trashy people. Zoran Mamdani, who is going to be the next governor, mayor of New York City, who hates America, hates Jews, hates Christians, hates white people, hates Latinos. Yeah, they don't think about that. This is a guy who is all about Sharia law, communism, Islamist way of life. And if anybody in New York belongs to a minority group, that isn't extremist radical Islam, then he has no use for you, or as a matter of fact, he hates you. He's just using you. Last I checked, most black people and most Hispanics were Christians. Last I checked, most Hispanics are Catholic. So people like Zoran Mamdani, a communist. But see, being a communist and an Islamist, it doubles the whammy there. Because regular communists like Bernie Sanders and Sandy Cortez, they want to tear down all religion because you should worship the government, not a religion. Does it make sense? So they're coming at us from all different directions. And when I say us, I mean people who are not extremists, people who want to live in the American culture that has been established, that has been the reason that we are the greatest country on the in the history of the world, on the face of the earth. I don't see how people can't realize that and then look at people like these hate mongers and say, sit down, shut up, go away. We don't want you messing up the deal that we've got. I'm telling you, if you pay attention, the only thing that they have now on their side that they with which they argue is calling people racist, white supremacists, and homophobic, transphobic, all of those things. They have no substance to any of their arguments. They just grab things out of thin air, and they know the media won't call them on it. Well, guess what? The Charlie Kirks of the world are here. And we're going to call them on it every single day. And they know that. Why, they're desperate. They're throwing haymakers, just trying to land something. They're pathetic, sad, miserable creatures. And the more we can make them that way, the better. Again, thank you for the overwhelming response on everything tonight. I love the fact that you're there. I love the fact that we can connect and share with each other. It's awesome. Mark Levin is up next. Remember, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.